Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
All right, so all brought to you by Victory Casino Cruises. Jill, what is up?
All right, so there's a new poll that's out, and this is the big argument. Earlier we were talking about whether Die Hard was a Christmas movie or not. Now they're saying there's a tie for the best Christmas movie of all time. I'm going to start. Actually, there's a lot of movies that are tying, so I'll start like around number five. They're saying in the fifth place, there's a four-way tie between Elf, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Miracle on 34th Street, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
How could you put, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Elf. How could you put Miracle on 34th Street in the same level as Elf?
Elf's a damn good movie.
It is. No, it's good. There's you know, it's funny, but Miracle on 34th Street's a masterpiece.
Coming in at number three, there's a tie between Home Alone and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which I don't care what anyone says, that's still one of the best Christmas movies of all time.
Which one?
Yeah. Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But no, Home Alone's a classic.
We watch Home Alone every Christmas as well.
That's a good tie, though. You see, that makes sense.
Now, number one, here's the tie for number one. I don't really like either of these movies, I'll be honest.
Uh-oh.
Here comes the hate mail.
The good ones. Okay, what?
It's a tie between It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
And A Christmas Story.
How could you? That's like the quintessential Christmas movies.
A Christmas Story is great. It's a Wonderful Life.
Hate A Christmas Story.
What? Are you serious?
It's got great quotable lines, but it is the most annoying. I want to smack that kid from here to Kalamazoo with the glasses on. He's so annoying.
See, that's because she's a girl. You see, don't understand the essence, the beauty, the arrival of accessing the Red Ryder BB gun.
And the narration is what gets it for me. Who's that Garrison Keillor
doing
it?
That's the guy. What I hate about it.
That's the best part. What was that movie? Wonderful, come on, it's 80s, late 80s, early 90s.
Wonderful Life?
No, the TV show with
Wonder Years. I hated that one too.
Yeah, the narration thing. It was tailored after that.
Horrible.
But when it's a holiday thing, it's like you're reading a book or something.
Oh,
it's
God,
nice.
I love the narration. That's the best part.
The only part of that movie I liked was at the end when they're in their Chinese restaurant and the duck comes out with the head on it.
The most racist scene?
Yes, it's hilarious. It's the only funny part. So yeah, but Christmas Vacation, Home Alone, Love All It's a Wonderful Life is a beautiful movie, I will say that. But it's not one I can watch over and over again.
Well, you just have to watch it once a year. If you got your Christmas license, I think you're authorized. You have to watch it.
I mean, Charlie Brown Christmas? Where's that?
No, I can't see that. That I can just say outright is just sucks.
Yeah.
They looked at me as if I had lobsters crawling out of my ears.
Can't do it.
I don't understand. It's hilarious.
It's not funny at all.
Whatever.
Oh, jeez.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
Now that's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, but then the leg, the leg lamp and the...
Iconic, sure. I just didn't think it was very funny.
Yeah. Whatever.
Now here's something very Christmassy. Here's who you're most likely to have sex dreams about. You ready?
What?
This ought to be entertaining. Go ahead.
They did a poll about people having dreams of those sorts. Of different types of people. Here's the most common ones. You want me to start at number
seven?
Sure,
whatever, yeah.
Yes! Yes!
Number seven is your best friend. Number six is an attractive stranger. Number five is a celebrity. Number four is a coworker. I used to have dreams like that about my coworker, and then I married him.
Hey!
Yes! Yes!
Number three is a random friend.
Random friend? Hey, come over here!
Yeah. Number two is an ex.
Oh, yeah. That's just bad taste afterwards.
It is. And then number one person we're most likely to have those dreams about is your current partner.
Yes!
You gotta stop. There's kids in the car, man.
Oh, she picks the story out. Yeah. We're being scolded. The kids are in the car.
I don't add the audio of Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
Oh, boy. My son's going to have a lot of questions.
I'm scared right now.
Sidebar. My son comes walking in the room the other day in the kitchen, and I was thanking Harold for doing something, and we were just hugging in the kitchen, and Elliot walks in the room, and he goes, ooh, sex. like, that's not sex, Elliot.
No, that's from... Never mind.
All right, moving on. We all love James Bond movies. Were any of those movies considered Christmas movies? They take place at Christmas time? No?
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
So people are actually saying now that according to a new study,
yeah,
Bond, James Bond,
yeah, is drunk.
Drunkity drunk drunky drunky drunkity drunk drunky drunky drunkity drunk drunky drunky drunkity drunk drunky drunky.
So according to a new study, yeah, they're saying that they kind of went through and skimmed through all the movies, and that on screen for 60 years ago, he's been drinking 109 times on an average of 4 times per movie. And even in the movie Quantum Solace in 2008, he had about 6 martinis, which researchers say would put his blood alcohol level at about a 0.36, which could be fatal.
Alcohol-induced bad behavior.
So he's doing things like fighting, crashing cars, gambling, having sex.
Oh, no.
All the things you do when you're
drunk.
Well, I mean, if you really pay attention when your movie's on, you can tell that, you know, he's actually drinking real liquor in those movies.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know, it's pretty bad, pretty bad. As soon as I can get it to go pretty bad, you'll see.
Daniel Craig is the booziest Bond ever.
The name is James. Bond James. I mean, Bond. Oh, hell, just call me Jimbo.
His blood alcohol level is a lot higher than 007.
Bartender, another martini. Shake it, stir it, whatever.
I think you've had enough martinis.
Very well. Then I'll switch to my old nemesis, Goldschlager.
Bond is back. The spy who passed out before he could love me.
Oh, James, I'm ready. James!
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.